women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Christina Stoffo still on the mend with her shoulder surgery. She'll be back pretty soon. Our next guest is a familiar voice to the program. She always brings something very delicious with her. Today, we're talking about a very enticing recipe, cheddar, leek, and potato frittata with tomatillo, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, she's going to correct me in a second, apple ketchup. It's always great to say hello to Joanna Preuss. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Ed.
All right, now
glad to be back.
Well, it's great to have you on. Now, how did I butcher the pronunciation of the recipe?
No, basically, it's tomatillo.
Oh, I did.
Wow. It looks like a green tomato.
It sounds really, really good. All right, tell us all about it.
Well, frittatas, in my mind, are a staple of my cooking repertoire, and basically they are a flat omelet, and they're the best way to use up anything in your refrigerator and probably any cheese. But what I love about them is you can make them ahead, you can serve them for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and cut up into squares as hors d'oeuvres. And what you do is, in this dish, I sauteed off small white potatoes and the green part of leeks. If you don't like leeks, you can use onions or you can use regular onions or scallions. I used 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of butter, and I sauteed them in a 10-inch skillet until they are just tender, about 5 to 6 minutes.
Mm.
Then I turn the heat to low, and in a large bowl, I beat 8 large eggs with 3 tablespoons of half and half or milk or even water, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and a generous pinch of ground pepper, along with 8 ounces of shredded sharp cheddar. Now, again, if you like Monterey Jack cheese, use Monterey Jack cheese. So you stir the cheese, the pepper, the oregano all together, and you turn the heat up to medium, back up to medium, and you put the mixture into the pan and let it cook until it's set around the edges 2 to 3 minutes. Don't stir it, because otherwise you'll have scrambled eggs. And then you transfer it to a 350-degree oven, partially cover, and cook until the eggs are just set, which is about 15 minutes. You remove and you let it stand for a couple of minutes, and you cut it into wedges and serve with this ketchup that I'm going to tell you all about. And the only thing I can say is when I learned to cook, we had to take our frittatas out, slide them onto a plate. It was so messy that I thought, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way, and this is my better way. So apropos of ketchup, so what do you think is the quintessential American condiment?
I would say ketchup.
Right.
See?
And you would probably say, yay, Fred.
That's
you
right.
You would probably say red tomato ketchup with the name starting with H.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. 1876, Henry Heinz first peddled this red tomato ketchup, and so we all thought it was tomatoes. Well, it happens that Marco Polo brought a sauce of pickled brine back from his 13th century travels in Asia. And by the 16th century, the British sailors going to Asia again found this vinegary sauce that they called catsup. And they said, gee, this is great on our boring food and even on our partially spoiled food. So they brought it back to England. Well, the British couldn't quite replicate this thin pickled brine sauce, but they did have anchovies. They had walnuts, they had mushrooms, and lo and behold, we had this brown sauce, which, for example, Worcestershire and A1 sauce resembled. In the New World, we had tomatoes, and we know Tom Jefferson made a tomato catsup, and we know, lo and behold, that Mr. Heinz was making this ketchup. And the recipe is basically, again, it's those tomatillos, and it's Granny Smith apples, some white vinegar, because one of the characteristics of ketchup is that it is tangy. This one you can use agave nectar or sugar, some green chilies, onion, garlic, salt, mustard seed, whole spice berries, cumin seeds, and ground mace, and you just simmer it all together. And rather than me giving you every single measurement, I will post it. But I think it's such an interesting thing that all of a sudden today at the Fancy Food Show, you're going to see blackberry ketchup, and you're going to see mustard ketchup, and you're going to see anchovy ketchup, and you're going to find all these ingredients. And of course, the adage is, what's old again is new. And that's my feeling. So if you really don't want red tomato ketchup on your frittata, try tomatillo and green apple ketchup.
It's a very nice way to surprise guests. Instead of just like, you know, putting out the stuff that begins with the H, this is nice. This is a nice little switch up on the old condiment idea. Very, very, very nice. And I would imagine summer guests would appreciate this very much. Well, it does sound extremely delicious. You can find the recipe on Joanna's website, JoannaPruess, PRUESS.com. You always bring us such delicious things. And once again, thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
My pleasure. Thanks a million.
You're very welcome, a million. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Who likes to negotiate? Not most people. It's stressful.
Joel Peterson, past CEO of Trammell Crow, the world's largest private real estate developer, says successful negotiations are about win-win.
I've negotiated billions of dollars worth of transactions over 30-some years. I try to get to the point where I understand what the other party wants and am able to say it to them in a way that they relax. And they say, this guy, he's able to say better than I am what I want. That's a very disarming position. So if you're getting bowled over by somebody, you're feeling crushed, it's because you have not done your homework. You've allowed them to do that.
Get what you want and help people get what they want.
Do your homework for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New York State may be first in the nation to come to grips with texting behind the wheel. You could be asked to textilize.
Huh? Textilize.
Not breathalyze. Textilize.
Plugs into your phone instead of your mouth.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Open road carnage has led ABM to block all texts from our phones. We are for liberty. We are against big government intrusion, but we might give a nod of approval to New York State. The Textilizer works like a breathalyzer, only it plugs into your phone instead of your mouth. Textilizer, made by a company called Cell Bright, rats out any texting done during a crash. The Textilizer, too invasive, not invasive enough, or the right idea at the right time. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.